بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيد شعار وعارف بالله ستي أقدس حزر معنا شاحكي محمد أقدس تابنا أول الله مرقده فتايت الإيس مرشد سيد الخاص سيد وعار ساقيا جامع الفتت لادي ساقيا جامع الفت في لادي ميري إصلاحك بدعادي ميري إصلاحك بدعادي مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا خون مغلوب ہمت خدا دے خون مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آہ سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے ساقیا جامع الفت پلا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے جا
جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک, اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے, اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے, ساقیا جام الفت پیلا دے, ساقیا جام الفت پیلا دے, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے, اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد. فريندز, these are the ashar about Dada Sheikh Hazrat Arif Billah Rumi Zamana Tabriz Dora Shah Hazrat Mullah Muhammad Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, which are captured really in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and really showing us the purpose of life, that when we come to the Khanqah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq first, really, wallahi, Allah give me tawfiq first, that what is the object of coming here? That we get rid of sin from our life. We come here and we give ourselves over in the hand of the Shaykh and tell him to mold us like a ball of clay in the hand and guide us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the object and purpose of life, that is to abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can learn that path, that how we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the opening couplet already, Hazrat Wala rahmatullahi says, Saqiya jami ulfat bilade, میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے, that oh the person, oh my Shaykh, who is really distributing and giving out the goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make me such a person, guide me to such a route that I give up sin and automatically my reformation takes place. Then the object of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that have I created you without any purpose, have I created you with just in tomfoolery, without any object and purpose in mind. No, we have created you with a special purpose. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ, we have made Bani Adam the greatest creation, the most beloved creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? So that يَعْبُدُونَ يَعْرِفُونَ, we can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can stay away from any, when a person loves somebody else, then we will go out of our way not to displease that, but in fact we will try to please that person. We will try and find out what that person likes. What does our beloved love? What does he like, and try and take a gift of that nature so that he can become happy, whatever it is. Same way, that how can we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? How can we stay away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So, oh my Shaykh, who is giving out the goblets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give it to us as well, and make dua that my Islam, my total reformation takes place. Mere Mawla se mujhko mila de, aur gunao ko mujhse chhura de. Let me guide me to such a path. Show me that formula. Show me that way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has filled your heart with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How I can also become like that. We look at the lives of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. As in Mawlana at home in the masjid is reading regarding the Shama'il of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you will see the love that the Sahaba Ikram had for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How they wanted to be just like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they knew that is the root, that is the formula of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Same way, ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai, from era to era, from bosom to bosom. This love of Allah, this flame of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been coming from the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up till today, and inshallah will remain till the day of Qiyamah. We have to take from this flame. So we have to be like those who have already got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So mere mola se mujhko mila de. Oh my Shaykh, let me try the path, guide me to that path, that I can be joined with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can become like you, and I can be joined with my Mawla, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aur gunaho ko mujhse chhoda de, and show me that path that I can really refrain and abstain from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sin is such a thing that it's like filling a bucket which has got a hole. We can be doing all the good in the world, but by sin it is negating the effect of that. Like Hazrat Mullah Abrarul Haqsam rahmatullah alayhi had given the example of the air conditioning in the car, which was fulfilling its purpose, but because one of the windows was open, we couldn't feel the comfort and couldn't feel the benefit of it. When that window was closed, when the window of sun was closed, then the benefit of the air condition was felt. Mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, ruh ko meri aisi dawa de. That, oh my Shaykh, I become such, guide me, because I'm useless, and I'm speaking about myself, really. I'm useless, I haven't understood what is the purpose of life as yet. So mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, that guide me, show me that path. I've come here for that purpose. That mita de, main mitne ke liye aaya hu. Just annihilate me. Because that is the purpose that I don't want to be anybody. I just want to stay away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Show me such a medicine that will be the cure of the life that I'm really leading now. The life of the love of dunya. The life that has got a hard heart. The life that really doesn't recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take me away from this. Show me that path that will join my ruh, that will make my ruh qalb-e-saleem. I can have a qalb-e-saleem. I can have a pure heart. I can have a way of life that will be pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the object and purpose of life. O taqada, agar ma'asiyat ko, huna maghloob, himmat khuda de. That if the opportunity comes to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then I must be firm. I must have learned my lessons to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala holds my hand and guides me to stay away from his disobedience. Because disobedience is that, guna is that aspect which will take a person away from the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the opportunity does present itself, then oh my Shaykh, I must guide me, make my salah to such an extent that if the opportunity presents itself, I must stay steadfast. And I mustn't even have any remorse and any regret that I could have done this, I could have done that. I could have also derived illicit pleasures and illicit enjoyment from different occasions. I must be steadfast, maghloob na ho. I must not become overpowered and overwhelmed by any situation. Apni aahe seher mein ye kehna, ey khuda apni kamil rizha de. O my Shaykh, I must lead such a life that automatically when you wake up for your tahajjud salah and you're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that my name be included in there. That my name be included to such an extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes my kamil islah. I must be reformed totally and Allah blesses me with His pleasure. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing that a person can achieve in life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately after that says, ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Remember, emphasis upon emphasis. That remembrance, that rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest success that a person can achieve. چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے, خواب غفلت نے مجھ کو جگا دے. Oh my Shaykh, when I'm coming here, then make my islah. This life that I'm leading, as we learn here, life of a zombie. Absolutely no purpose, no object. Just like an animal, how our Dada Shaykh used to say, like the life of an animal. It wakes up in the morning and it eats its fodder, whatever the case may be. It defecates and then it sleeps. Like that, in the morning, I must wake up, I must brush my teeth, I must wear my suit, I must go to the office, I must come back, I must go and fulfill my routine, and then I must come back home, and then at night just have a little bit of a meal, and then go and sleep. So we have become an import-export machine, just importing food and exporting it in a very, very bad way. So that is what I have become. Oh my Shaykh, guide me, that I come out of this rut, I come out of this obliviousness, of this unmindfulness, and I realize the purpose of life. That why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me into this world. Judge se mujhko, ay meri malik, ehle taqwa, karam se bana de. That, oh my Allah, by judge, by the effect of pulling, wa yahdi ilayhi may yunib, that when a person shows the desire to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulls him towards him. Allah make me, include me amongst those. Like how a magnet attracts a piece of steel, like that, take me to your love. Take me to those things that will bring your pleasure. Take me to those things where, in the couple of the head, as I said, that kamil rida, that Allah blesses me with His total pleasure, His complete pleasure. Oh Allah, let me lead a life that will bring that pleasure of yours upon me. Apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna, uske aibon ko ya Rab chupa de. Hazrat Wala Rahmatullah is taking his own name, but really it is for us everybody. That what type of life I am leading? That obvious, totally without any purpose, disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then just sitting back. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, an intelligent person is that person who will keep his nafs in check, who will keep his life in check and prepare for akhirah. And then a stupid person is that person who will just do as he pleases, follow every whim and desire and every fancy of his, and then just sit back and say, Allah is Ghafoor, Allah is Rahim, Allah is Merciful, Allah will forgive. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive if He pleases. So, oh Allah, make me from amongst those that, oh Allah, save me from being humiliated and disgraced in this world. رَبَّنَا وَآتِنَا مَا وَعَدْتَنَا عَلَىٰ رُسُلِكَ وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And even on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah, save us from disgrace. How many places in Quran Sharif says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خِزْيٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَلَوْمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. In this world also disgrace and punishment in the akhirat also. Allah save us from that. Allah make us from amongst those who are your obedient servants, and do not disgrace or humiliate us in this world, in the qabr or in the akhirah. Allah bless us.